Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord Jesus. Bless the Lord Jesus. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we come in Jesus' name to say thank you for another opportunity to praise, another opportunity to worship, another opportunity to serve, another opportunity to live, another opportunity to give, another opportunity to receive, another opportunity to laugh, to speak, to walk, to talk. Father God, we want to bless you, Father, that we live under the umbrella of your new day, a day that you have made, a day that you have created. Man had nothing to do, Father, in the creation of your day. This is all you, and it is wonderful. It is marvelous in our sight. So, Father, we bless you. We embrace the gifts of this day. We don't know how many more days we have on earth, but we rejoice, Father, for an eternity in heaven when this is all done. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission, anywhere we have come short of your glory, of your honor, of your praise. Father, we ask that you would forgive us, and we thank you for your faithfulness to do so. Father, thank you. Father, we ask that you would visit the homes of our listening audience on today, those around the globe, those situated in their tents, those sitting, Father, at the breakfast table, at the lunch table, at the dinner table, at the Lord's table. Oh, Father God, anoint their ears to hear what thus saith the Lord on today. Anoint their hearts to receive and their spirits to obey. For we know, Father, that your word will never return into your void, but it will always accomplish absolutely, absolutely everything that you have sent it forth to do. So we rejoice in the God of our salvation. Father God, we rejoice that every good and perfect gift coming from above, we rejoice that we belong to you and you belong to us, and we are item, oh, Father God, that cannot be separated by anybody or anything, Father. The only thing that separates us from you, Father, is sin. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But we want to say thank you. We want to say thank you that when we confess that sin, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we say thank you. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for all the ministry partners. Thank you for all the leaders, upcoming leaders. Thank you for where we've been, where we are, and where we are going. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So we commit, Father God, this service into your hands, that you and you alone will be glorified, you and you alone will be magnified, and you alone will be praised. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. and the church said amen, amen, and amen. We bless the Lord, bless the Lord, we bless the Lord. Amen. God is good all the time. All the time, the Lord God, he is good. Amen. And so we bless him and we praise him. Welcome, 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 welcome to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. This is an ongoing ministry. This is a flowing ministry. We flow nonstop, 7 days a week. Amen. We praise the Lord in all that we do. Amen. And all that we intend to do. Glory be to God. So we thank you for coming, that not robbery, to be here with us. Maybe you're in the room. Maybe you're listening on replay. Doesn't make a difference. You're still in the room. Amen. Because there is no time and distance in the spirit. So we bless be the name of the Lord. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda. We're bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. God is good all the time, and all the time, the Lord God, he is good. Amen and amen. Want to read a scripture in your hearing on this morning. Amen. And it comes out of the book of Luke, chapter number 9. Glory be to God. Luke chapter number 9 and verse number 18. And it reads like this. It says, once when Jesus was praying in private and his disciples were with him, he asked them, who do the crowd say that I am? They replied, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others that one of the prophets of long ago has come back to life. But Jesus asked another question, and he says, what about you? What about you? Who do you say that I am? And Peter answered, amen, you are God's Messiah. Amen. We thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. For the reading, the blessed word of God, for the blessed people of God. Want to talk to you a few minutes this morning, afternoon, evening, whatever time it is in your area. Amen. For a few minutes. And we want to encourage your heart with a subject. What is true faith? What is true faith? Beloved, amen. In our scriptures this morning, we see Jesus spending time with his disciples. Jesus spent a lot of time with his disciples. If Jesus was not spending time with the Father, which was personal with him, Jesus spent time in prayer, early morning prayer. It's something about early morning prayer. Now, we know you can pray any time of the day, 24 hours a day. If your sins are confessed, God will hear you, amen, and God will answer. We know, but it's something, amen, strategic about early morning prayer, amen. Number one, why? Because Jesus did it, so we must pay attention to what Jesus did, because everything Jesus was very intentional. He just didn't do things because he had nothing else to do. And then there's several scriptures in the Bible that speaks about early morning prayer, before the sun goes up, before the birds start to chirping, before the leaves start to clapping. Amen. Something about early morning prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. But if Jesus was not spending time with the Father in prayer, talking to the Father and allowing the Father to speak back to him, we found out that Jesus was spending time with his disciples. He made room for them. He made time for them. He poured into their lives. Amen. He was coaching them, mentoring them, showing them, amen, the present, and trying to help them, giving them a glimpse of the future. Some things they understood, some things they did not understand until after Jesus' death and resurrection. But Jesus spent a lot of time with his disciples. Hallelujah. Oh, what a beautiful thing. And but you know, beloved, Jesus has not changed. Amen. Hallelujah. Because he still is willing to spend time with anybody who is willing to spend time with him. So Jesus asked a question. Jesus was a master. He was a master teacher. He was a master. And we
find out that one of Jesus' methods of teaching was by asking questions. Because, beloved, when you ask a question, you will find out what the person knows. Not only that, the person that you ask the question to will also have an opportunity to know what they know and what they don't know by asking a question. See? And this is one of the number one ways that Jesus asked the question. Glory be to God. Because sometimes when you try to tell people something, you know, they might hear you. They might not hear you. They want to brush it off. They already know that. But then when you ask them a question, it causes them to think. It causes them to ponder. It causes a lot of people to hesitate. And in many instances, you won't even get an answer because they don't have an answer. See? So now instead of someone telling them what they don't know, now they know what they don't know. Glory be to God. And beloved, it is not God's will for us to be ignorant. He tells us in the words, he said, it's not my will for my children to be ignorant. Now, we take ignorant to be such a negative word, but beloved, the word ignorant basically means that you don't know what you don't know what you don't know. You don't even know that you don't know it. See, glory be to God. And that is the definition. But Jesus, amen, that is not the will of the Father. So Jesus asked the disciples a question. He said, who do people say that I am? What are the neighbors saying? What are your friends saying? You know, what's the rumor in town? What folks saying about me? See, Jesus was going somewhere. Look, let me tell you something. When God asks a question, amen, glory be to God, he already know the answer. Jesus knew the answer before he asked the question, but he was going somewhere. I come to tell you, beloved, amen, that God is constantly on a daily basis taking you somewhere. Now, if you want to go or not, it's a whole different situation. Taking you somewhere because he has a plan to bring you to an expected end every day of your life. Daily. Our spirit is being the flesh, the outward man is perishing day by day. But the inward man should be renewed day by day. I tell you, God is taking you somewhere. And so when Jesus asked the question, who do people say that I am? You know, folks like to be associated, you know, with celebrities. They like to be associated with winners. They like to be associated with big names. You know, hey, yeah, you know what I mean? I know this person and I know T.D. Jakes and I know this person and I know Oprah. They don't know nobody. They don't know nobody and they don't know you. See, maybe you just happen to be at a function and they was the guest speaker, or they just happened to run through the mall when you was in there shopping, you know what I mean? So you were somewhere in the proximity, or maybe you know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody. But the truth of the matter is, you don't know nobody. You don't know nobody, because if they went up to that famous person and mentioned your name, they wouldn't know who they were talking about. So a lot of times, because we are associated with people or familiar with people or read their books or whatever the case might be, we feel as though we know them, but we don't know them. So Jesus wanted to fill the brothers out. Amen. So he asked the question. And they gave Jesus an answer. He said, well, Jesus, well, you know, it's a whole lot of, you know, different stuff going on. So some say that you're John the Baptist. Some say that you are Elijah. And others say that you're one of the prophets. See, because God had already prophesied that he was going to send Jesus in. So the people wasn't clear. Amen. They wasn't clear as to how this was going to go. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, this same scripture here can be found in the book of Matthew. It could be found in Luke, and it could be found in John. In the epistle, we can find out three different places where this same scripture here was repeated. So they wasn't sure. They wasn't sure. They said, well, you know, people not sure. You know, some people say this and some people say that and some people say that. Okay, so Jesus heard what they had to say. Glory be to God. Now he got down to the real question. See, sometimes it's a warm-up, see? And intelligent people, you know, when they really want to get to the point, you know, investigators are good at it, you know, private investigators, FBI, when they take you into the interrogation room, they ask you one question really to lead to another question because they're setting you up for something. But instead of just coming out asking you the real question that they want, they'll ask you a couple other questions before that to see your response because they setting you up. Well, here the disciples was being set up and they didn't know it. But Jesus hit them with the real question. He said, okay. He said, now let me ask you another question. He said, who do you say? Who do you say? Not who your neighbors say. Not your pastor, not your mama, not your daddy, not your spouse, not your boss, not your president. He brought it right on home. Jesus know how to bring it home. He know how to bring it. He said, who do you say that I am? Beloved, amen. Jesus, amen, was hitting it hard. Amen. How Jesus knew how to leave. Look, Jesus knew how to, amen, to give you something to hold on to that'll make you want to change, make you want to turn, make you want to do better. Amen. He will open the eyes of our understanding with his eternal word. What Jesus wanted the disciples to know that it's not enough to know what others say. Ain't enough. And sometimes people run with it. Oh, let me, you got a minute. I got to talk to you. Okay. Uh-huh. What's up? Let me tell you what so-and-so said today. Let me tell you what so-and-so said. Did you hear what so-and-so said? All right. No, I didn't hear what so-and-so said. All right. But now that you done told me what so-and-so said, now let me ask you another question. What did you say? What's your input on it? You in agreement with them or you in disagreement with them? Glory be to God. You must understand. This is what Jesus was telling the disciples. I'm spending time with you. I'm pouring in. I ain't going to be with you much longer. He said, we on countdown now. Glory be to God. I can't leave, glory be to God, and you not know who I am. I cannot leave, amen, and for you to hold on to the opinions of what other people said. All right, it's good that your mama went to the Baptist church. Your daddy went to the Baptist church. You was raised up in the Methodist church. All right, hallelujah. It's good that your mama knew the Lord, your grandma knew the Lord. This is your family church. All right, fine. Hallelujah. Now, what about you? What about you? When was you saved? When was you converted? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, what Jesus was trying to implant in the disciples, which we don't know if they got it right away. Well, we do know that one of them did. Peter did. We don't know what was happening with the other disciples. Maybe they were still trying to filter through it. See, because the carnal man is not easy for the carnal man. Matter of fact, it's impossible for the carnal man to interpret the things of the spirit. What Jesus was relaying that, let me show you how to have true faith. See, a lot of times, beloved, we say we have faith, but we ain't sure if we got faith or not. We say we got faith as long as things look positive. We say we got faith as long as things look bright. And we say we got faith as long as we got a little peace. But if that is interrupted any kind of which way, now we guessing if we have faith or not. We don't know if God will, God won't. Maybe yes, maybe no. Huh? Maybe we qualify. Maybe we don't qualify. Maybe God meant this. Maybe God really didn't mean that. Maybe God meant that. See? And now we want to get all miscombobulated. See? Because now we're not sure. One day we're confident. Next day we're not sure. See? Swinging to the left. Swinging to the right. One day you're in. One day you're out. One day you're up. One day you're down. One day you believe God. So you say, the next day you ain't sure if you believe God or not. Jesus said, glory be to God, hallelujah, true faith is unwavering. True faith doesn't swing from the hot to the cold, glory be to God. True faith is not double-minded. True faith, when God spoke about the true faith that our brother Abraham had, the Bible tells us that brother Abraham was fully confident. He didn't swing in his faith. He was fully persuaded that God was able to do whatever God said he was going to do without a shadow of a doubt. Glory be to God. And the Bible says because of Abraham's true faith, it was counted unto him for righteousness. This is the point that Jesus was trying to bring home to the disciples, and the same point that Jesus is trying to bring home to me and you, my brothers and sisters. Glory be to God. You must know. This is what Jesus was saying. If let's break it down on first level terms. All right? Let's make it real plain and make it real simple. Jesus was telling us, beloved, that we must know. Write the word know, K-N-O-W. We must understand. And all you're getting, get understanding. And we must accept. That's what Jesus was appointing. You got to know, you got to understand, and you got to accept for yourself. For yourself. For yourself. You have to be fully persuaded for yourself. You got to know who Jesus is, not who you think he is, not who you hope he might be, not what you heard, not what somebody else said, not what you read in a book. You got to know. You got to have your own testimony. You got to have your own praise reports. You got to have your own message. And when I was growing up, I remember I spent a lot of time with my grandmother in my early years. And my grandmother, and when I'm, especially when I'm ministering the word, I can hear, amen, Mother Hattie, amen, singing all in the back of my subconscious mind. Oh my God, she was a singer, and she would take me to church with the mothers in Zion, the fathers in Zion, and I can hear them singing too. And they sing a song, everybody ought to know, everybody ought to know who Jesus is. I'm glad I know. I'm glad I know. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. Hallelujah. Jesus the Christ. Jesus the Messiah. Jesus the Son of God. Jesus the one anointed by God. He was anointed by God to rescue us from the deadly consequences of sin. Not just for today or yesterday, but for all throughout eternity. He was the one sent by God to redeem all mankind back to himself. Because of the love of God, because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, lottie-dottie everybody, whosoever believeth in him, should not perish, but have everlasting life. Peter got it. Peter got it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And the Lord told him, glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said, all right. He said, flesh and blood did not reveal that to you, Simon Peter. Huh? See, flesh and blood, beloved. Spirit speaketh to spirit. Peter picked that thing up in his spirit. That was a revelation. And the Lord said, because of this, amen, I'm going to build my church upon the rock. Hallelujah. Now, there's several theories, amen, on that. But I'm going to go with this theory today. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That Peter, amen, hallelujah, a leader in the first century. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Peter, hallelujah. God said, I'm going to build my church amen, among you, Peter. On you, Peter. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In our notes on today, amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mark, amen, we can read the same scripture there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, 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 thank you. Hallelujah. All right. When Jesus asked his disciples who other people thought that he was, then he asked them the same question about themselves. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But when to get to, hallelujah, the when Jesus told him, let's look in Mark chapter number 8. All right, Mark chapter number 8, verse number 27. It's basically the same scripture, glory be to God. But it says, Jesus, and starting in verse 27, Jesus and his disciples went on to the villages round about Caesarea Philippi. On the way, he asked them, who do people say that I am? They replied, some say you're John the Baptist, some say that you are Elijah, and still others, amen, one of the prophets. But what about you, he asked. And this is when Peter answered, you are the Messiah. Amen. Glory be to God. You are the Messiah. Hallelujah. And Jesus warned them not to tell anyone at that time. Why? Because they weren't ready. They weren't ready for the questions. They weren't ready, amen, for the persecution. They weren't ready. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But Jesus went on, amen, glory be to God, to tell Peter, amen, that he was going to build. And let me find that scripture. I want to just show you that scripture, amen, as we wind down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give me 1 second. I'm pulling it up, amen, so you can write it down. For yourself, amen, in the book of Matthews, amen, chapter number 16. Excuse me, one second here. Matthew, chapter number 16. All right, glory be to God. And verse number, okay, here it is, verse number 17. Let's start with verse 15 to make sure you have an understanding. But what about you? Who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Glory be to God. So here, beloved, amen, we see, amen, that Jesus is telling Peter that he is going to build the church, amen, on the rock. Now, hallelujah, since Peter was the one who God gave understanding and revelation, we believe, and because Peter was the first leader in the church of Jerusalem, glory be to God, it seems most likely that the rock refers to Peter as the leader of the church. And just as Peter had revealed the true identity of Christ, then now Jesus revealed Peter's identity and Peter's role. So Peter, the Lord was saying, okay, Peter, since you told me who I am, let me tell you who I am. Glory be to God. Since you told me who I am, let me tell you who you are. Amen. I'm going to build my church on the rock. Amen. And beloved, the good news is if you are born again, amen, you are the church. Hallelujah. You are the church, that the foundation. Peter reminds us that the church was built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, with Jesus Christ as the cornerstone. We can read that in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. All believers are joined into this church by faith in Jesus Christ as Savior. The same faith that Peter expressed here beloved. Jesus praised Peter for his confession of faith. It faith like Peter's that is the foundation of Christ's kingdom. Beloved, we must have true faith. Everything else, nothing else matters. The wood and the stumble going to be burned up. We must have true faith, faith that's tested, faith that's tried, faith that is tested and tried is faith that still remains. Beloved, we must know that without faith, it is impossible to please God, but he is the rewarder of them who diligently seek him. So if I'm talking to you today, and you would like to have a realization of who Jesus really is, you heard a lot about Jesus. People at work talking about Jesus. People at school talking about Jesus. People in the supermarket. You hear a lot about Jesus, people calling on the name of Jesus when they're in trouble, calling on Jesus and praising Jesus when things are going good. Jesus, 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 Jesus. But you don't know. You're happy to be around people that do know because you feel safe around them. You feel secure around them. But please don't go on vacation. Please answer your phone when I call because I don't know Jesus for myself. Well, beloved, I come to tell you today that you can move from curiosity to commitment. We're all curious in the beginning. In the beginning, amen, the Bible tells us about a story, amen, of Brother Nicodemus. Nicodemus was a ruler, amen. He was, privileged. He was well-to-do. He was rich, okay? He was popular. But he came to Jesus at night. Now, we don't know if he came to Jesus at night because he was trying to hide, or maybe he had to work all that day and he didn't have no free time till nighttime. We don't know, but all we knew is he came to Jesus at night, sneaking to Jesus, and he asked Jesus a question because he was curious. How can I be born again? He was curious. I've been trying to figure this thing out. Amen. Do I enter back into my mother's womb for a second time? What is this thing called salvation? What is it? He was curious. Maybe you're curious today like Nicodemus. Jesus answered, do you know what Jesus said? Jesus didn't beat Nicodemus up. He said, Nicodemus, that's a good question. I'm glad you asked. If you're curious today, I come to tell you that God is not upset with you. It's a good question, and God is glad you asked. He says, marvel not. I say unto you, you must be born again. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. Ye must be born again. If you will believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, ye shall be saved. Amen. But for this purpose was Jesus sent. You must be born again. Flesh and blood shall not inherit, amen, the kingdom of heaven. You must be born again. All souls are mine, but the soul that sinneth is the soul that dies. Amen. You must be born again. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. You must be born again. Make no mistake, Jacob. See, so it's okay to be curious because you got some questions, but the Lord wants to move you in true faith from curiosity to commitment. Commitment. Jesus Christ is Lord of all, and Jesus Christ is not Lord at all. Commitment. Jesus says, if you love me, you will obey me. That's the proof right there that your obedience is better than sacrifice. If you really love me. See, you was curious in the beginning, but now that you made that step of faith, true faith, that's how you can know if your faith is authentic or not. You can know if it was assumption or not. True faith will move you towards commitment. I live for Jesus, all of him and none of me. John the Baptist put it, less of me and more of him. Whichever way you look at it, you're decreasing as while the Lord is increasing in your life. Commitment. Peter moved from curiosity to commitment. He's a wonderful character to study. If you want to study a character, amen, in the New Testament, study Peter. Oh, he had a personality. He had a heck of a personality, but he loved Jesus. He made his mistakes, but he loved Jesus. He committed his sins, but he loved Jesus. Glory be to God. And every mistake he made drew him closer, drew him closer. Hallelujah. He didn't go backwards. He went forwards because he moved from curiosity to commitment because of true faith and knowing who Jesus is. It was no longer hearsay. There's some information that's not allowable in the court of law because the attorney is going to tell the judge, wipe the record. That's hearsay. We cannot use that as evidence. Peter had moved from hearsay. See, he knew for himself who Jesus was. And so, beloved, we can move from curiosity to commitment, and we can move from admiration to adoration. Adoration. In other words, it's one thing to, you know, we read the works of Jesus and, you know, we admire him. We talk about how he was a good man and he did good things and, you know, healed the sick and fed the poor. Good works. All Jesus did was good works. And a lot of people admire the good works. See, but that's not enough. See, because you can admire his works and still be lost. You can admire the works of Jesus, amen, and still, amen, and not be saved. But when you can move from admiration to adoration, y'all know the songs we sing it around Christmas time, but really we can sing it every day. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Why? Because now we're moving into true worship. True faith moves you into true worship. True worship will help move you into true faith. God is a spirit. And we who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God desires worship. He requires worship. See, praise is comely for the upright. We praise God for all the marvelous things that he does. And he is constantly doing marvelous things. And this is why the Bible tells us, let everything and everybody who have breath praise the Lord. See, glory be to God. But when we worship him, we don't worship him for what he does. We worship him for who he is. When we worship him, we don't seek his face. We don't seek his hand. We seek his face. Because we just want to kiss him. We just want to kiss him. We just want to embrace him. See, you loving up on him and he loving up on you. True faith. So, beloved, let me ask you a question. Since Jesus started the scriptures by asking a question to his disciples, let me close today by asking you a question. If Jesus was to ask you, who do you say that he is? What would be your answer? If you had an encounter with Jesus today through a dream, through a vision, if you just had an encounter with Jesus, amen, and the Lord appeared to you and asked you, he didn't ask their neighbor, he didn't ask nobody, he came directly to you, the same way Jesus was speaking directly to Peter, and he asked you, who do you say that he is? What would be your answer? Is he your Lord? Is he your Messiah? Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is. I'm glad I know. I'm glad I know. I'm glad I know
who Jesus is.
If you have never received Jesus Christ in your heart as Lord and Savior, we'd like to give you an opportunity right now, this moment. You don't have to do another thing. You don't have to change clothes. You don't have to bend your knees. You don't have to do nothing. All you have to do is stop and open your heart and open your mouth and invite Jesus in. He will accept you just as you are because he loves you just as you are. But he loves you too much to keep you as you are. So come on, let's take that first step. Repeat after me. Most gracious Father, forgive me for sinning against you. I confess all of my sins right now. I ask that you would forgive me. I ask that you would save me from all of my sins as I open my heart, as I open my mouth. And I confess Jesus Christ as the Lord, as the Christ, as the Messiah. And I invite him to come in and live on the throne of my heart, to rule, to reign, to be my God, to be my friend, and show me how to live the balance of the days of my life that will bring you glory and glory alone. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. And thank you for confirming my name is really saving me. Now help me to follow you and be a follower and be a disciple and to walk in true faith until I die. In Jesus' name, I thank you. And in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. Congratulations. Welcome to the family of God. Amen. The angels are rejoicing in heaven over your salvation. We are rejoicing too. We don't know who you are. Amen. But if you'll send us out an email, amen, connect with us on our website. Amen. Look, let us know that you gave your life to Christ today. Hallelujah. We want to pray with you. We want to pray for you. Amen. We want to send you out some materials to help you to grow into your full salvation. Amen. And so our website can be found at lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. Amen. And all our information is there. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We bless you. Amen. If you're available, we have a lot of things happening during the week. We want to invite you back to our 5 a.m. service. That's our prayer on social media. We call it the morning altar. Amen. That's 5 a.m. Eastern time. Amen. 6 a.m. Eastern time and Monday through Saturdays. You can come and have a breakfast for champions. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We have our fellowship services on blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership. We have an altar prayer where you can call in, and prayer warriors, live prayer warriors, will pray with you, pray for you, or maybe you just want to be around the company of people who are praying in truth and praying in power. Amen. Call in Monday through Fridays at 12 o'clock noon and then back at 9 p.m. Our Wednesday night Bible study can be found on YouTube. YouTube Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock. And you can find us at youtube.com/ Dr. Alfreda B. Amen. So that's just a portion of some of the services that we have going on. Every other Friday night, we have Friday night praise party. And we have some new announcements. Amen. So we want to show you before we tell you. Amen. So keep your eye on our website. And while you're there, amen, we ask that you would consider sowing a seed into the soil of God's word. Amen. Just hit the donate button. Amen. And you can give there. If you prefer to give via Cash App, our Cash App address is $ Life Word Jesus. Life Word Jesus. Some of you prefer to mail. That's okay. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Post Office Box 461, Glenside, G-L-E-N-S-I-D-E, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen and amen. Bless the Lord. We want you to know that all of our services can be found in our archives. So if you'd like to hear it again, or if you'd like to share it with family and friends, just visit at blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership. Amen and amen. We bless the Lord. God bless you. Amen. We pray that everybody will have a good day and have a good week. And let us all strive, amen, to walk with God. Amen. Walk in fellowship and walk in union with him in true faith. Amen. Knowing who he already knows you. And now we need to get to know him. But that's where the blessings can be found. Amen. Father, we thank you for the service today. Father, we ask that you would cancel and we, as we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We cancel it. We seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. Father God, everybody under my voice, Father, we ask that you would send your blessings to their homes and meet them, Father. And whatever the devil meant for evil, we ask that you would turn it around for good. Thank you for the souls that have given their life to you today, Father, by faith. Thank you for them. Father, may they create a hunger and a thirst after righteousness to continue to grow. We thank you, Father God, for the offerings of Father God, of those who are contemplating giving, of those who have given, Father God. We ask that you will return back to them 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. Father, you will bless the money and that the money will be used for the upbuilding of your kingdom in Jesus' name. Now, hallelujah unto him who is able to keep you from falling, and to present your faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. Everybody have a lovely day. Amen. Apostle Dr. Alfreda, Philadelphia. Amen. Signing out. Blessings on blessings.
I am a man blessed beyond my dreams, but it don't mean nothing. Life's not good as it seems. Love and riches, what do they really mean? They may come and go, but you will never leave. So save your treasure, we find our pleasure. All our joy is in you. Just want more of you. Oh, save your treasure. We find our pleasure in you. You're our reward. Oh, your presence. Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
And I'm thankful because
you are our reward.
Your presence.
Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
Father, we're desperate for your presence. Like we need air, like we need water. More than anything, we need your presence.
We find our pleasure. All our joy is in you.
In your presence, there's fullness of joy. Now your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore.
So say,
we find our pleasure. It's in you. It's in you.
Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
I'm thankful because
you.
Your presence.
Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
I said you.
Your presence is a gift.
I'm thankful.
I give you glory. I've got to give you honor. Give you praise. In your presence, that's fullness of joy. And your right hand, that's pleasures forevermore. Having you, it is plenty. That symphony, you're more than enough.
Presence is a gift that I need.